Pray God bless everyone on this Monday, January the 15th, and our third week of prayer and fasting. And this week we're focused on men. We're going to pray for men. So let's just focus in and put our phones on mute. And let's pray for men in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, honor, majesty, power, dominion belongs to you, Father. You are faithful. You are good God. You are holy, Father. You are God, hallelujah, of justice and righteousness and power and might. We thank you, Father. You are sovereign God. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your power, your might, Lord. You're God of signs, wonders, and miracles. You're God of glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. This morning, the first fruits of our day, the first fruits of our week, God, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We set the momentum. We establish the trajectory of this week, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind every plot, every hindrance, every weapon, Father, that's been formed against us. It will not prosper, Father, for we set the will of God and the agenda of heaven is before us, and those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God. And Father, so we thank you that you have placed and you said, let us create and make men in our own image. You said, Father, and you took counsel, and you did not, men was not made haphazardly, oh, Father, or an afterthought. But you said, let us make man. Let us do something that we have not done in any other species on the earth. Let us do something that we did not do even in the sky or in the land or on the water. You said, let us make man. In our image and our likeness, lust pattern man. You took counsel, Father, with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And you said, let us counsel together and do something special, something unique, something powerful. Father, and then you said, let us give man the ability and the dominion to name, Father, the animals on the face of the earth. So you place creativity and authority in man. And Father, yes, we honor and we thank you, Lord, for women and men, God. But Father, this week we focus on men, that place, that headship, that place of authority, that rule, Father, that is innate in men. Father, we thank you that you, God, created and ordained and have a place for men. Oh, God, we pray for every Pastor at Gen to Gen. We pray for every father leader of Gen to Gen. We pray, Father, for every fivefold ministry gift at Gen to Gen. In the name of Jesus, your men that you have called, men that you have separated, men that you have ordained, men that you have anointed, Father, crown these leaders, crown these men of God, Father, with wisdom and insight, crown these men with health and strength, crown these men, Father, with power, Father, and might, crown these men, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, as pioneering men, men who blaze trails, men who open up the portals of heaven, holy men, praying men, humble men, but yet men of strength, and men who know who they are, in the name of Jesus. Father, your blessing be upon the men of Gen to Gen Ministries. Your blessing and your health and your prosperity be upon the men, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for men of valor that come forth, that show up, that come from the cave, that arise from the den, that show up at the right place, at the right time, men with the word of God, prophetic men, skilled men, men who have been gifted and revealed the patterns for their family and for their lives, men who set vision and have focus, Father, to accomplish the mandate and the agenda of heaven in the earth, in the name of Jesus, men who gather their family for prayer and gather their family and teach their sons how to be men, men, Father, who have a generational vision, Father, and generational wealth, and generational wisdom, and generational insight, that will, Father, my God, their Father, their children, and their children's children, in the name of Jesus, men who show up, God, and show up, Father, with the presence of God upon their lives. Men, Father, who lift up holy hands without doubt, with faith, without anger, but in peace. Men, Father, Father, that reflect the image of God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that men will be drawn to Gen, men from the north and south, men from the east and west, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray even a special prayer for Elder Tyrone Strange, the leader of the men at Gen to Gen. May there be a release of even more anointing and more guidance and leading and direction. May there be, Father, a release of revelation on how to impact men in the name of Jesus, and may men of our house impact men in our region. May men of gen to gen impact men in our families. May the men of gen to gen cause and cause and mentor and father other men in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray against every assignment of hell that's against the men, that's against masculinity, who's against the gender role of men, who are against every diabolical scheme, every demonic plot to rob men of the image of God. Father, there is a hate from the devil. There is a despising from the enemy that is against the men in the earth, because men were given the image first, and men carry the seed, and the devil hates the seed, and he hates the authority that's been given to men in the earth. So we come against the attack of men that says that men do not have to strive to leadership and masculinity, that men can posture themselves as women, and men can be effeminate, and it's okay. We bind that spirit, that lie in the earth, that wants to sap the role and the strength and the authority and the power that's been given to men. We come against the attack of men in our region and our territory that would say men do not have to be fathers. They can bear seed with a woman and walk away from the household with no obligation to their children. We bind that spirit that caused men not to feel the responsibility of home in the name of Jesus, or their sons, and will cause them to walk away from their daughters. Father, let model men arise in our region. Let model men arise in our territory. Let model men who model Christ and model Christ's love and model leadership and model strength and model wisdom and model integrity and model holiness in our region and our territory. Yes, let the angels of God be released even in the heavens to war against every spirit that will come against men. Let men resume the place as gatekeepers of their house. Let men resume the place as gatekeepers of the region. Let men resume the place, Father, as seers and Nabi in the region. Let the apostles arise and the prophets arise and the pastors and the teachers, oh God, and the evangelists. Let marketplace men arise in the name of Jesus. Let men of political influence arise as kingdom men. Set men in place of authority in the name of Jesus. Strategically place men, Father, in governmental offices. Father, influential places in our state, in our national government, in the name of Jesus. And we come against every sickness that would plague and come to shorten the life of men. We bind every infirmity, and we, Father, cause and shamar and set the boundaries around men. We come against prostate cancer and colon cancer and heart disease and depression in the name of Jesus. We come against accidents that happen at work, Father, and abroad. We come against, Father, those sicknesses, Father, that will cause even stroke and diabetes and high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Let the men of God live out their full days, live out their full life, Lord, long life. Rest upon our men and let their backs forever be strong and their minds forever sharp and keen and their voice strong and their legacy established in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, and let relationships be healed. And bless the husbands of houses. And we bind the spirit of divorce. And we bind, Father, broken communication and misunderstandings that can come between husband and wife. Let husbands see the value of family. Let husbands be connected to wives. Let husbands arise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now let's pray in the Holy Ghost for men. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost for men. Oh, Rasa Barubate, Ireko Roshia Lala Barishtai, Rala Bandrunde Menedishti Roshtai. Oh, we pray for our fathers, our grandfathers, our sons, our uncles, our brothers. Our friends, we pray, Hatondre Bandested Onreke, Yera la la Mandrende Mandaston, Onna Mandrete Okorataya, O Rasoroton Randa Marendeke, Yorondo Maresta, la Mandrete, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rasokore Batasarekeya, in the name of Jesus. And we call, Father, forth the prodigal son. We call forth that prodigal son, that wayward son, that deceived son. We call forth the natural and those spiritual sons into the house, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the young men. We thank you for the young men. We thank you for the boys. We thank you, Father, for the young, Father, that they will grow up, Father, Father, in wisdom and in stature and in the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for Elijah, Elisha relationships. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for men in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. And we give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we call it done. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 If someone wants to add or amen. I'll give you opportunity now in the name of Jesus.
Pastor.
Oh, go ahead.
Amen. I want to lift up those men who have had situations in their past that the enemy has convinced them that their past will dictate their future. We bind and come against that spirit of intimidation, that spirit of self-doubt in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of baby boy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If these men, Lord God, will rise up, Lord God, and take their rightful place with you, Lord God, being, Lord God, who you've called them to be, Lord God. Father God, trusting you, Lord God, to open doors that no man can shut, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for transformation, Father God, in their minds, Lord God, and in their spirits, Lord God, that, Father God, that they will acknowledge that they are overcomers with you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for the transformation, Lord God. Father God, that these men, Lord God, will be productive in the community, Lord God, in their families, Lord God. And Father God, that they will strive, Lord God, to be all that they can be in you, Lord God. Father God, dispelling every word, Lord God, that has been brought to them by others, Lord God, and even of themselves, Lord God. But Father God, they will strike out, Lord God, Father God, and depend and trust in you in the name of Jesus and be all that they can be in you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We receive that prayer. And we come against every spirit of arrested development that would arrest men at stages in their life, in the developmental stages, and try to lock them in at that age. Amen. So thank you for praying that and sharing that. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, God bless you all. Let's spend this week praying and breaking every spirit. And just as evangelists did, if something comes and even as you're praying during the week, something that stands out and you notice, say, well, you know what? I want to pray for men about this. I want to pray for the man about that, whatever that drops in your spirit. Take time to pray and loose it and bind it and declare it, decree it by the word of God in the name of Jesus, because surely there's an attack against men in our nation, amen, and even our military men. Things are going on in the over in the Middle East, and let's cover we cover military men, and even as the wars are going forth, amen. Let's cover and as the Lord leads you, amen. In Jesus' name, well, I speak grace upon your life, amen. We'll be back on the prayer line Wednesday at 6. I speak the peace of God, the protection of God, the blessings of God, prosperity. I declare that this week you're at the right place at the right time. I declare that the door opens as you even as you enter that meeting, that negotiation. I declare that hearts are open, minds are open, doors are open, opportunities open to you. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a tremendous day. Amen in Jesus' name.